Hi, everybody. We recorded this episode on a night when there was some sort of storm or something that causing problems with our internet connection. There's a couple of places that we had to break and wait for a connection to come back for one of the people over Skype. And then there is some talk over, I guess is the way to call it, to describe it, where I start talking and they responded from what we heard over Skype, but the recording for some reason put it on top of each other, so we're all talking at once. So just bear with us through these slight technical difficulties and we'll get you right into the show. Thanks.
You better button your brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
Justin.
Hi, everybody.
And I'm Sherman.
I'm Matt. And welcome to the Nerds Domain Podcast. This week, we're going to talk about what's going on in our lives that's geeky and fun. We have a topic or two beyond that as well. Let's get started. First, let's start with Johnny couldn't make it tonight. It's from the sounds of it, a frog has crawled into his throat and has taken up residence, so he won't be available. But I've got Johnny and Jesse. I'm sorry, I've got Jesse and Shirley with me. That was bad. I've got Jesse and Shirley with me. So, Jesse.
What have I been doing?
What you been doing?
I haven't been reading a lot.
Yep, you've been reading anything?
Not really.
No reading.
Injustice keeps coming out with new comics. I keep buying them because they're cheap. Other than that, that's about it. Book-wise.
You know, Legends of the Dark Knight comes out weekly as well, and they're cheap. They're 99 cents. Smallville and Arrow both also have comic books like that.
I will.
It winds up costing
the same amount, but it doesn't feel like it does.
It really doesn't. And you get it every week, so every Wednesday you go and you go, oh, I can spend $1, instead of going like, when does this book come out this month? Because I would like to read it, but it could be 2 weeks from now or a month from now or whatever. So,
what, the Injustice?
I thought that was
nope,
a limited
still
series.
Going.
Is that not limited? Yeah.
Oh.
What issue did you just buy?
26, 27? It's still very far from catching up to the game storyline, so it's got a ways to go. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. You played the game, didn't you? Okay. Right on. Shirley, have you been reading anything?
Wheel of Time Book 3.
Oh, you're on 4, that's right.
Yeah, Wheel of Time Book 4, but the thing is, I'm used to reading like a couple books at one time, so I'm thinking that I'm going to pick another book up. And what I was looking at was I'm either going to pick up the Wizard's First Rule series or Imperium. So,
Imperium? Who's Imperium by?
Terry Brooks. Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Really?
Okay, Terry Brooks. I hear he's
I
good. I've never
had.
Read any of
my aunt absolutely loves his stuff.
Yeah. No. It's every time I go to the store, like a bookstore, and I see the thick Terry Brooks books, I'm like, I could start
century.
That. I'm going to skip it.
A Wizard's First Rule is a great book.
Yeah.
I absolutely enjoyed it.
Yes, I loved it. So.
Jesse, do you have any of the
yes.
Dresden File books?
If I can find them.
You want to loan those to me?
Yeah, if I can
I
find
really,
it,
I just want
my
the first
mom
book,
might have
so.
It. I might have loaned it to her. But yeah, it's around somewhere.
Okay. I read The Fine Art of Boxing, which you can see up on the website, the review of that. It's from a small publishing company actually run by some friends of ours called Eggplant Productions. The book, they only do short story books, but the book was really good. Like, I didn't think anything about boxing was going to be exciting, but this one was really good. And then I also read I'm reading The Mad Science Institute, by Session Tower. I'm guessing that's a nom de plume. It's kind of interesting, I guess, but I'm not very far into it either. So it was free on Amazon. What podcasts are you guys? You guys listening to anything new podcast wise?
No, I'm still listening to Last Frequency, and then all my hippie stuff. So
your hippie stuff. Well, didn't you tell me you wanted to start a new podcast tonight? Like,
yeah,
you wanted
I did.
To start listening to a new one?
God, what was that? Oh,
about
a
sports league, but it's all about fantasy.
LFSC. EIEIO? God, from Frog Pants Network.
FSL Tonight. Yeah, yep. Have you listened to any of FSL Tonight, Jesse?
Fantasy Sports League Tonight.
Sports League. Okay. So basically, Jesse, what they do is they take this fantasy league of a fantasy game that they don't actually ever explain the rules on or how the game is played or what it's about, just that there are positions in it and it's a five-man team on the field at any one time. And then they take fantasy and science fiction stuff and make teams out of them. So there was the Lannisport Lions and the Winterfell Direwolves. And then they tell the stories of those characters as they play. So the Lannisport Lions and the after the first week that the Lannisport Lions and the Winterfell Direwolves were in the major league, because there's a bunch of like feeder leagues that they talk about. Ned Stark was drafted by the Lannisport Lions, refused to play for them. And then because of some contract thing that nobody really understand, he essentially can't play anywhere, so he's dead to the league.
Okay.
So they're telling these stories in this weird way, and they talk about, like, there was this the first season, they're getting ready to put out season 3. It's Tom Merritt and Justin Robert Young. It's Tom Merritt from Tech News Today, and Justin Robert Young from what's the name of that show? NSFW show. Both of them are connected to the Frog Pants Network. And so the first season, they had the Coruscant Empire and the Alderaan Rebellion. And it was a big shocker to find out that Luke Skywalker was the son of one of the players for the Empire. And the first season, the Serenity Valley Fireflies were there, and Jane left the team to create the Canton Janes. And it's all this, like, it's the same sports drama stuff built around nothing that actually exists.
Sounds amazing.
And it's called what again?
But they Fantasy Sports League, FSL Tonight. You can find it on iTunes. I'm not last time they took down everything after the first after the season was up. So I only got like 2 or 3 episodes of season 1, but season 2 I have the entirety of. They kickstarted season 3 and funded like crazy. And they did pretty well. So and then they will be they did their finale game at Dragon Con last year. Hey guys, there was a small technical difficulty there, so we're just gonna go run in games.
Got by the Twilight Zone.
Jesse,
well, what?
Games.
Are you playing any games?
Games, yes, I am. Injustice: Gods Among Us for one.
Yeah. I thought you rented that.
I did. I also bought it afterwards. It's a great game.
You went out and bought it. How much did you pay for this game?
I paid. Actually, it was a birthday gift.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go out and buy it for your birthday. Well,
so I didn't exactly pay for it. And yes, the actual campaign mode is short, but each individual character has their own end sequence, kind of like a standard Mortal Kombat game, with how they interact with how the game ends.
Okay.
But yeah, I've also been playing Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider. It's
nice.
It's got a good storyline. I'm really liking it. And unfortunately, I've been playing a little bit of BioShock Infinite. I'm not enjoying that nearly as much as I thought I would.
Yeah.
Why not? What's going on with that?
Maybe the hype's been built up too much. I'm not entirely sure. It's the storyline doesn't start you out with a whole lot of information, so I don't really know who I am. I don't know why I'm randomly killing all these people. I mean, I'll admit they are racist, and that's a pretty good reason, but not to get all murdery.
Not to get all murdery.
Hold on, I thought you liked killing people.
I do, but I like killing people for a reason.
There has to be a reason.
Non-spoiler, the very first guy you come across that you have to kill is all happy. He's got this new tool that lets him fly around on the skylines. And you take his hand and shove it into his face.
Hmm.
It does more than a little bit of damage.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
So, any other games you've been playing? Anything new? Anything fun and interesting?
Anything appy?
Appy?
I think Shirley is suggesting that you are addicted to something.
Oh, I think you're addicted to something, not me.
I am very much addicted to that game. we're talking about Candy Crush.
Yeah.
That Jesse is not very good at and is all the way back on level 30.
I thought I was doing pretty good. I thought it was about over.
No, it has like 300 levels.
It's so, almost over.
Yeah, it's almost not started. So yeah, I'm like on level 50 something. I'm enjoying it. It's a lot of fun, but it's time consuming and
Yeah. You'd be getting a divorce if you were married.
Yeah, whatever.
No. You know what? Really. I have it on my phone, and it's still got that new banner on it. So, yeah.
Best way to get rid of that is to crack it open.
I don't have time.
Oh, it's a quick game. You can play that anywhere.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Wait, hold on. I've watched Matt play this game. There's no quickness to this game. He's there for hours and hours.
Well, you have the willpower to stop after a victory.
I don't.
I guess willpower would be the thing.
Somebody went to sleep last night and I stayed up for another hour playing.
What? Are you kidding me? I thought we both went to bed at the same time.
Well, we were in bed, sure.
God.
Any other games, Jesse? Anything you've been playing?
Oh, yeah, I have played a little Fortune and Glory. I broke it out Friday, I believe it was. Yeah, that was yesterday, right? Maybe.
Yes.
Yes, it's a long game.
And how long did that take?
Well, it just about took 15 minutes. Somebody was real close to winning, and then we decided to not let them win, and then the game finally ended at about the 5-hour marker.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it can get long, or I guess it can get short if you're incredibly lucky.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still a great game. I like it. It's very involved. You feel constantly in the game, no matter how long you've played it.
Yeah, that is true.
Huh.
Any other game? Shirley, any games you've been playing lately that maybe you won?
Did I win a game? Ooh, Lords of Waterdeep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won
it
at Waterdeep for the first time. It's pretty amazing. Loved it. I love Lords of Waterdeep. I like it because there's a lot of complexity to it, but it's not a complex. It's not a hard game. There's a lot of not pieces. I don't want to say pieces. There's a lot of
there's a lot of resources to manage.
There's a lot of different parts of the story of the game. But it's not a difficult or complex story. Like, the parts of it is complex, but playing it is not complex. So, I won that. And then on the second game, I totally got stomped because two people teamed up against me. And so there's that. What am I playing on my phone? Right now I'm playing Bubble Galaxy and Dice with Buddies.
And don't forget Dragon Veil.
Hey, Dragon Veil.
You're still playing that old game?
Yes. the thing is, they keep adding new things to it, and you get more goals, and then of course...
You gotta catch them all, Jesse.
There's new dragons that come out every month. You have to hatch the new dragons. And then they added, you can get either 4 or 5 islands now. So I'm thinking that I'm gonna build an island per element. Like, there's the earth and plant, and then there's a fire, and there's the ice and water, but then you have the jewels, so I'm not sure how I'm going to manage that. But anyway, yeah.
What she fails to mention is that she made me play Dragon Veil because she needed to win a race, and she couldn't do it.
Yeah. Because you build this there's two coliseums that you can build. You can build a racetrack, and then you just build a coliseum where the dragons perform or something. So on the racetrack, I don't do very well, and Matt did really well, and he helped me win a trophy.
Yeah, I'm so good at making dragons race.
Yep. And you get gems, and gems help you buy different kinds of other dragons that you can't normally hatch.
Yeah.
So
I've tried it. I played a little bit, and then I uninstalled it.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, I have been playing a lot of Candy Crush. We play Galaxy Trucker.
That's a good game.
Galaxy Trucker's good. It's reviewed on our site. It will be reviewed on our site Wednesday.
I'm very upset Johnny's, you guys played that without me.
Johnny gave it an average rating. I think Jesse and I are of the same opinion that it's a really good game.
It is.
It's a little expensive, but it's a really good game. And then there's also, we also played, what was the name? King of Tokyo.
Yeah. Oh,
and that's a lot of fun.
I love that one.
It should be a quick game unless you get 3 people sitting at a table who draw it out forever.
Or King Kong gets the jetpacks.
Or King Kong gets his jetpack. Yeah, there is that option as well. We played those. What else have I been playing? I have Legendary, the Marvel deck building game, but Jesse has to come teach me how to play that.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting about that.
Yep.
And what level did you hit on WoW?
I'm 90 on WoW, but I've been 90 for like a month, and I've played it like 4 hours. And now I'm at a place where I'm like, oh, I could do more stuff, and I just don't care.
Yeah.
And I really hate that, and there's so much stuff going on with the site, I really don't know if I have any more time to vote to WoW. I almost want to show off if I'm going to do that or not.
Leveling's where the fun is, I personally agree. But you still have dailies to do, you can collect mounts, it's easier to get battle pets.
Yeah, I need to go back and catch them all. I need to really go through and Pokemon it up. Honestly, I think my highest pet is 15 or 14, so really? I really need to get that. I can't explain to you the push I felt at 70 to hit 90.
Oh, yeah.
Because I really wanted to raid with our group. And so here's how it worked. I hit 90, and I'm like, hey, guys, I can raid with you now. And they're like, well, sort of.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, what do I need to do? Well, you need to do some scenarios, you need to do some heroics. Okay, well, I don't have gear level for that. What do I need to do? Finish out your quests. I don't want to finish my quests. I want to do something new. I hit 90. No, you need to finish out your quests or go do some regular dungeons. And the queue times for DPS on dungeons is ridiculous.
It is.
I got a 25-minute the other night, and they're like, yeah, it's not so bad. 25 minutes to wait to get into a 15-minute dungeon. Are you kidding me?
Is your raid group willing to pull you a little bit?
They're willing to help me go through dungeons and that stuff.
Just the gear score kind of keeping you back? Because if it is, you can try PvP.
I'm not good.
Increase your gear score that way.
I'm really not good at PvP.
You don't have to be good as long as the rest of your team is. and you get points for losing, too.
Well, and the other thing is I haven't been able to get on a good night where I can go, hey, guys, I need to run like 4 or 5 dungeons.
Yeah.
Would you guys mind doing it? And they would run me through it and make sure I got the good gear. The problem is that finding a night to do that would be like a Saturday night when I'm supposed to be recording a podcast or something like that. So
there's also 4 world bosses. If you can get in on them.
World boss.
You won't be hurting them. Yeah, like Galleon's one of them, Nalak's one of them. They drop purples.
Oh, okay.
It's raid groups of up to like 40 people, so an undergeared person is not going to hold anybody back, and 9 times out of 10, they won't even check.
Okay.
And that's a good way to get a lot of gear quickly. You can only do those once a week, but still.
Yeah, I really just need to go get a hold of the group and find out when we can do stuff. It's not that big of a deal. It's just it's not happened yet.
Yeah.
I've been playing Candy Crush. You guys know about that. Is there anything else I've been playing? I don't think there is. I don't know that there's anything else I've been doing, honestly. I've been playing a lot of Card Shark, mm-hmm. playing my solitaire. Yep, that's about it. All right, well, let's move on to apps. You guys have any new apps? Stuff about apps? App. Okay, I'll start.
You like the apps.
Yesterday, I spent a lot of time on Pandora. So I'm all excited about Pandora.
Spotify.
And listening to Pandora. If you guys don't know, well, Spotify costs money. Pandora does not. Pandora is you decide on a band you like. So let's say you liked
Deadmau5.
I don't know, what are the kids listening to these days? Yeah, I wasn't going to go to Deadmau5, but let's go to Deadmau5. So let's say you like Deadmau5. So you put Deadmau5 in, and instead of just playing Deadmau5 songs, it actually takes Deadmau5 and puts together a playlist of other artists as well as Deadmau5 that you will like. So I put in Jonathan Colton, or I'm sorry, I put in They Might Be Giants, which led to Jonathan Colton and Da Vinci's Notebook and like 4 or 5 other bands like that. And if you like it, you hit thumbs up. If you don't like it, you hit thumbs down. If you hit thumbs down, it will look at that song, one, not put it back in the playlist ever, and two, it will it will keep other songs like that from being played. So if you dislike all songs by a certain band, it will quit playing those songs. It's very intuitive. So Pandora is pretty cool. The downside is since
no
it's free, there's ads every 3 or 4 songs.
It is a great app.
Yeah, that's true. And they're usually just one ad at a time. The other downside of the ads is
the only thing I don't
like
about it. I mean, if you like that kind of somebody, somebody else is throwing your playlist together, that's cool.
Oh yeah, but who doesn't?
I don't. I don't. That's why I stopped using Pandora. I found Spotify, and I was like, "Holy cow! I'm in love with this app because you can put your own songs in, and when it's kind of called, I don't know if it's called a homepage or whatever, but when Spotify first loads up, it gives you suggestions based on what's in your playlist. But I get to create my playlists and be able to do it that way without any interruptions, and you don't have the ads or anything.
But you can't discover more new
well,
music
the downside,
that, can you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's what
like,
the suggestions
I
are.
Like listening to Rammstein.
Rammstein.
But if you type it into something like Pandora, and it comes up with a whole bunch of more groups that you can't pronounce.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the downside to Spotify is it's $10 a month.
Yeah.
Ouch, yeah, that won't happen.
Yep. Well, as much as Shirley's
like,
using
I listen,
it, she's getting her $10 a month.
I think like, I have... I think I possibly may have over 100 playlists built up in my Spotify. And I'm on it constantly.
She's always on it.
Going to the shower, going to the grocery store, I listen to it at work. So, I guess all that time that I listen to it at work, I could be listening to podcasts. Oh.
Does it require data? Does it pull from the internet or do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, then it's never mind.
Yeah.
If I don't listen to dated data, whatever.
Yeah.
What? No. I like having
a
connection.
Sprint?
Every now and then.
Hey.
I you know what? I have a connection and Pandora played fine for me all day yesterday. It didn't use a single bit of data.
No, because we have unlimited.
It's free. I have an unlimited data. I also downloaded GarageBand. It's interesting. I could write a whole song from it.
Is that the one where you play like the guitar?
If I were musically minded. Well, it's for the it's an iTunes or it's an iOS Apple only thing. For the computer, it's editing software. For the iPad and the iPhone, it lets you like you can play chords on a guitar and record it, so you could really do your whole music on the whole of your song with one person on your iPad. You just have to learn how to edit it all together, and it's all pretty easy. It also lets you play just basic background music. So I'm not sure if I like it or not.
But it's not like Guitar Hero at all.
Something. But not at all. No.
Band.
You're thinking of Garage.
Rock Band, that's it.
No, Rock Band. Yeah. And then GoTasks is the other app I like. GoTasks, you can use Gmail to make tasks, and GoTasks grabs your task list and puts it on your mobile device. And then you keep track of it, and it tells you what you're behind on, if you put dates on them. Speaking of stuff you're behind on, Shirley, you're behind
on
stuff.
I love GoTasks.
It lets you divide them out into different lists. And then you can manage it from, like, where you're at instead of having to worry about going somewhere else and getting on the internet. I use it constantly. I'm always adding more tasks, and I'm always checking off stuff I've done and rearranging my stuff and other people's stuff. I really like it.
No,
so,
there is an
Jesse,
app I'm looking for.
Any apps that you're using?
Apparently there's an app out called Forbidden Island.
Yeah.
What is that?
It's an app that's based on the board game Forbidden Island.
Okay.
I don't have it yet because I hear it's expensive.
Don't you download any other apps other than games?
Not as a rule, no. Why is there any other apps?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't buy my phone for work.
There it is.
Well, okay. What?
What's that?
Well, Jesse, good news. If you see me on Friday, you'll get to play it.
No.
Never mind. I'm going to cancel that. I don't need to.
You don't?
I don't.
Because we're going somewhere.
Nope, I don't. Yeah, well, hypothetically, but sure. So just or Shirley, any apps that you're
using?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm using a ton of apps. I've got like
anyone you want to talk about specifically?
I did download today an app to identify poison ivy and poison sumac. But I'm going to jump into the girl thing here for a minute. I've got a app called Pea Tracker Lite.
Whoa, what?
I'm sorry,
so
what?
Does it track your pee or something?
A pee.
So do you have to swallow like a device into your body that will go into your urine?
Yeah.
So
does this keep track of how much pee you put on your lemon tree to keep it alive if you're stuck in the water?
What?
Oh no. You know who used this app? You know, Kevin Costner Waterworld.
No, guys,
filtered
it's about
it into water that he drank.
Cycle. I'm talking to the girls here.
That's like where you ride a bicycle every month?
The P is for period.
So
is it just like P, not like P-E?
That's
why I couldn't find it earlier.
Yeah. So this thing is amazing because it helps women, excuse me, not you guys, but it may help you if you get into her phone and take a look at it and find out the days when she's the most happiest and the saddest and the most angriest, but for no reason whatsoever other than her hormones. But it tracks your whole cycle. It also has this little calendar that lets you add if you're taking medications or if you're what you're eating, how you feel that day. And it has little happy faces and sad faces. And it tracks everything that has to do with your cycle. Plus, if you're intimate with somebody.
Fair to say. I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Under the information, it's got a rating 12 plus for mild sexual content and nudity.
It does?
Is there nudity on this thing?
Hold on.
There's nudity?
Oh, or nudity.
I got download this now.
It might just be mild sexual.
Yeah. Because it talks
a woman
asks you if you're have been intimate on certain days.
That got a rating of 12? I guess technically you wouldn't want this app for someone below 12 anyway, right?
Yeah. Because if they've started,
I don't know a lot about this particular 12, subject.
I could see my son coming in and going, "Dad, I want to play this new game I found called Bee Tracker."
It's not.
I forgot an app that I wanted to mention. I have something called My Movie HD. It's a movie tracker so that I can track my DVDs that I've got. And I think I did pay for this. I think it was like $2. But it lets me scan the barcode of any DVD I have. And then it grabs all the information, you know, all the director and writer and actor, and then puts in like length and all that stuff, and then lets me keep track of what I've got. And then if I decide to lend one, I can check it out to them and mark them down as long as they're in my contacts. So that's kind of cool.
Very cool. I think I'm going to download that because I have like a ton of movies that I want to keep track of.
You do, and it would be really nice if we were in a store and I was like, "Hey, what movie? Do you want to get this movie?" And you went, "Yeah," and then we didn't come home with a second copy because I've done that twice now. Which actually, that's the reason I bought it, is because I end up buying Minority Report and
Night's
something
Tale.
Else. What else did I get?
I have a Night's Tale, but you got another copy of it.
Yeah, so we ended up with two copies of it, and that was not helpful.
But my second app is called RM Oriental, but it's called a Melodies app, and this is all in the wellness thing. It helps you actually sleep. It's got a lot of different white noise sounds that you can choose. There's animal sounds. They've got a wind turbine. They've got Japanese flute. And the reason why it's called Oriental is because it has a lot of Oriental sounds, like Japanese flute, some Japanese music, a lot of different birds. I got kittens purring. I have an aquarium. It's purring.
Meow, meow,
it's
meow.
A kitten purring. But what I found interesting. I'm getting ready to.
Does it sound like when you toot?
Yeah. I hate you. You are.
I'm such a child.
Like you. But the thing I really, really liked about it is that I didn't know that you could mess with your brain waves. And this has what's called a binaural, B-I-N-A-U-R-A-L, binaural beats. And you have to have your earbuds in. But it helps sync your brain waves either to sleep or to concentrate, just to relax. Or you can pick one that has – you can – pick one that you sleep with dreams, or you sleep with without dreams, or some deep meditation. So
does this actually work with the dream things? Because I had an app that was supposed to give me like Western dreams that only kicked on when I was in a certain sleep.
Really?
And
did you have
all
your
it
earbuds
did was mess with my cats? No, it said not to have your earbuds and have your radio cranked to like loud volume and nearby.
Oh, see, this one says that it requires earbuds. So
you go to sleep with your earbuds in now?
Yeah, I can.
I can't sleep with a shirt on because I choke myself when I toss and turn. I can't imagine with earbuds.
Oh, my God. No, I sleep on my stomach. It's fine. But, no, I can't remember which one I used. I used the relaxation one, and it helped me relax. And then I did a dreamless sleep, and I guess it worked fine. I didn't dream anything, so... What? All right. Oh, but the other cool thing is you can also set your alarm or set it for up to a max of 30 minutes to help you fall asleep. and then it just shuts the app off and the phone off.
Okay.
So, and it's called Relax Melodies. Okay. So that's my wellness bit for the week.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's move on to movies.
Hi.
Jesse.
I have
you been watching any movies?
It was this horrible abomination of a black and white film from 1960.
Besides that, we'll hit that one later in another podcast.
The only theater I can
afford
to go to these days is the cheap one. Unfortunately, here in my town, the cheap theater is also an independent theater, so the movies are more missed than hit. But I just recently went and watched It's a Disaster, and I absolutely loved it. It's a disaster. It's a black comedy starring David Cross. He's the only real star in it. I think it took their whole budget. But it's about...
Is Tobias in Arrested Development,
It's about four couples
okay.
that always have Sunday brunch, and they're stuck in a house. They start having your typical odd relations. They start to have problems, they start to leave, and the world might be going to end.
Wow. What's it called?
It's called It's a Disaster.
It's a Disaster.
It's only in theaters currently.
Sounds very...
But it was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. It was filmed pretty cheap from what I understand. They hardly ever leave the house. You hardly ever see anything outside. But it's very character-driven, and I like character-driven stories. I like end-of-the-world stories, and this is... It's not really end-of-the-world, but it is a disaster. And, yeah, it was a pretty good movie.
I'll have to check that one out.
David Cross is... Yeah.
David Cross, yeah. Right on. Shirley, have you been watching anything?
Yeah, I've watched a few movies. Fast and the Furious 6. Which I wasn't allowed to do a review of because it's on our. I don't remember. Why couldn't I do a review of that?
The plan is to have you and your son sit down to do a podcast review.
Have you seen any of those? Are those worth watching?
From my point of view, yes. I loved every one of them. So, and Matt's going to say something about them being bad up to the point of 4?
No, I'm going to tell you, Jesse, that the first one is worth going and seeing, or worth watching, if you want to watch a popcorn movie where you can just sit and watch the explosions and the fast cars.
Good.
It's not just about car racing, so that's helpful.
Yes,
did you see Battleship? Then you might enjoy this. Honestly, it takes no more like deep thought or deep script or deep plot.
Okay.
There's nothing deep there. It's just fun. Then the second one's a little bit worse than the first one, but still okay. You lose Vin Diesel, which that's kind of a thing.
He's huge.
And then the third one is even worse. And then the fourth one gets better, and then they get better
from
4 on.
When does The Rock enter?
So
5. Yep. Fast 5.
5? Is that right? Yeah. So it's it's the Fast and the Furious. Fast and the Furious 2.
Yeah.
Is it Too Fast, Too Furious? You know what? This is stupid. I have to go look up Fast and the Furious.
It's Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious.
Isn't it like a Drifting Tokyo or something?
The Fast, the Furious.
Hold on.
Tokyo Drift.
It's The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Furious, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and Furious, No Thus, Fast 5, Fast and Furious 6, and then Fast and Furious 7 comes out next year?
Yeah.
Good Lord. And then there are two short movies, Turbocharged Prelude and Los Bandoleros. Yeah. The Rock... that's directed, written, edited. It doesn't say which ones he was in, but I think 5 is where he starts. Which ironically is called Fast 5. And he's a U.S. DSS agent.
DSS?
Department?
Oh, Domestic Diplomatic Security System. Service. Diplomatic Security Service. So, the first one's not bad. The second one's, I guess, okay. The third one I have yet to see, but I hear it's pretty, pretty bad. And then 4, 5, and 6 are supposed to be better, better, and better. So, you know, it wouldn't hurt you to go catch it and see what it's like. And I think Shirley's got the first one you could borrow. So, Shirley, any other
the
movies?
Cabin in the Woods.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it was amazing.
Yeah, just you need to go. You need to go watch.
First
that.
Of all, it was Chris Hemsworth.
Very much
so
worth it.
Chris Hemsworth. But second of all, the guy. Did you know that the guy from The West Wing was in there?
Wouldn't surprise me. I think
So there's a guy in West Wing. He's one of the guys. I don't remember which guy it is. I can't even think of the actor's name. That's horrible. Anyway, he's in it. And the thing is, it was funnier because Johnny listens to the things that I listen to, and Scott Johnson has been watching The West Wing and keeps mentioning it. And so when I saw it, I was like, "Oh, look, it's the guy from The West Wing." But it's really, really worth seeing. And I really suggest it. His name
Whitford.
Is Bradley Whitford. Whitford. You might know him from such things as,
West Wing.
Yeah, West Wing. He was one of the main characters in The West Wing. He played Josh Lyman. Josh Lyman. He was in 154 episodes of that. So, anyway. Jesse, you and Shirley, you both been watching that stuff. I have been watching The West Wing. A little bit of The X-Files. I watched two seasons. Seasons 4 and 5 of Mad Men.
I tried getting into Mad Men, but I don't know.
I'm telling you, it's worth it. It's worth it. You need to get past those first couple episodes and really get into the storylines. And by the time you're done with season one, it's got you. Then I watched the rest of season 3 again of Arrested Development, and then I'm like 7 episodes into season 4. And I really encourage people to, if you liked Arrested Development, to go out and watch it. But to when you watch the first couple episodes, realize that it's going to get better.
I still plan on watching it, but I haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, it's worth it. They're only half an hour long, so just saying. I'm trying
X-Files.
To think of anything else that I've been watching. I said that. I think that's about it. Yep. All right. Well, we're going to take a short break for our ad. Make sure we're still recording. We are. we're going to take a short break for our ad. We're going to get Jesse and Shirley to mute their mics, and then we've got a short ad here for our Kickstarter, and then we'll come back and talk about our game, movie, and book corner. So here we go. Hello, everybody.
We just wanted to drop in here real quick and let you know about our Kickstarter.
We here at the Nerds Domain are so pleased you're listening to this podcast. I wanted to let you know about this excellent idea we have for another podcast. In fact, an evil play podcast full of mystery, intrigue, danger, and delightfully loyal cultists.
But to create such an excellent podcast that our faithful listeners deserve, we really need to enhance our recording equipment and setup and feed our loyal cultists? And it would help to have our costs covered with this newest endeavor. This is where you come in. We need the help of our fans and listeners. Yes, this means you.
We have a great ensemble of players that are making up a great ensemble of characters. So head over to Kickstarter.com and search for Nerds Domain, or you can go to tinyurl.com
nerdsdomainmasks. All of that's one word.
Oh, let us know if you like what you see by supporting us at any of the contributor levels. If you like what you see, one of our greatest things that you can do to help us succeed is pass the word around about our Kickstarter to all your friends and family.
I cannot express how delightfully excited we are to get this Kickstarter moving and get this game out to you, our loyal fans, listeners, and followers.
Thank you so much for your support and for checking out our Kickstarter. Feel free to let us know what you think by emailing us at nerdsdomain@gmail.com.
Now back to your normal episode.
Hey, Matt, are you okay over there?
All right, well, that was our ad for our Kickstarter. Go check that out. Let's go ahead and get into our gaming corner. Jesse.
Me.
What is your favorite monster?
Well, when I run a game, I'm a kind and benevolent dungeon master, so I like to give items to my players that makes them feel powerful. So my favorite monster is a rust monster, because I like the tears from said player when they are destroyed into rust to come across this monster.
Do those tears turn into diamonds?
Occasionally. Only two.
All right. So that's a Dungeons and Dragons monster?
It is. From, I think, all the way back to the start. I don't know how far it goes back. It was at least in second edition.
It's at least in second edition when we started. Okay. All right. Shirley, what's your favorite monster?
Oh, I would have to say my favorite monster is a beholder.
Okay.
I like the way it looks. And
the way it looks at you?
Because it's a statue that you could put your head inside.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the statue at Gen Con.
Did you see that statue at Gen Con, Jenny?
Oh, yes.
Either that or the gnome. The little gnome guy is so cute, and he's got Francis, his little minion.
The gnome is a monster. If you guys go on to YouTube, you can search for Gnome 4th Edition, and there's a whole video about the gnome being a monster.
Yep.
Which, Jesse, I think you've now seen.
I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen half of it.
Oh, okay. All right, and my favorite monster has got to be either the owlbear, which I like the owlbear because they're big and scary, and then they're also an owl. Yeah. And that's also a Dungeons & Dragons monster. Unfortunately, these have all been Dungeons & Dragons monsters.
Well, what other kind of monsters
actually
are
speaking,
they?
There are plenty. Shirley, speaking of Dungeons & Dragons monsters, did you see the beholders in the Dungeons & Dragons movie?
I'm thinking.
It was the only good thing.
Because I love that movie. That's one of my favorite movies.
What?
It's not the only good thing in that, Jesse.
Oh, no, you're right. One of the...
The dragons looked kind of cool.
Watch-his-face dies also.
Yeah.
That was another good part.
So they're getting ready to sneak in and rescue the chick. And there's a big ball that's like floating with all the tentacle eyes.
Yeah.
That's a beholder.
Yeah, it was very well done.
That's right.
Yeah, it was really well done. It was a small beholder, but it's still really well done.
It was worth watching the movie for.
So.
Huh.
Okay. So mine is either an owlbear, which is a D&D monster. It's a bear, but it's an owl, so it's a magical beast.
They also leave big eggs. Great for breakfast.
They do.
Omelets.
Yeah. Or selling. You can make like 1,000 gold off of an owlbear egg.
If you can avoid eating them.
That's true. Or it's got to be, there's a game called Quest for Glory, which eventually became Heroes Quest, because the company that made it, Sierra, made all of their games quest games. Quests, or something quest, like Police Quest, or Space Quest, or King's Quest, so on and so forth. This one was Quest for Glory, and there was a point in the game where you ended up fighting these things called, or I forget what they're called, but they're big Black Panthers. But instead of having just the four legs, they had six, and they stood upright with the front half of them like a centaur. So it was four legs on the ground and then two big giant claws out in front of them with the big panther head.
That's scary.
Pretty cool.
I always loved those. Those were pretty awesome. So that's probably my favorite monster. Let's move over to the movies. What is the first movie you remember seeing in the theater? Jesse. Shirley. So let's start with Shirley.
First movie I remember seeing in the theater is The...
That's just recent, so you have a worse memory than I do.
Back in December?
The animated version of The Hobbit.
That was a great one.
Leonard Nimoy singing that one?
What?
Did Leonard Nimoy sing in that one?
Did he?
No.
I don't know. No. Have you not, why are you
Leonard,
laughing?
You haven't seen his rendition of The Shire?
No, it's actually Bilbo Baggins.
It is Bilbo Baggins, isn't it?
Oh, I think Matt showed me that, and I was just fairly...
Better than Kirk.
Yeah. Fairly impressed. What am I thinking? I guess when The Hobbit came out, the animated version of The Hobbit came out in theaters, they had this big, when they put toys and stuff out for movies. Like, yes. My dad was really, really into it, and he got me, my brother, and my sister each one of the puzzles that was one of the characters in the movie, and we put them together, and he did a lot of woodworking, so he made these really cool woodworked frames for the puzzles, and he shellacked over the top of them so they wouldn't fall apart when he put them on the back of the board and then put them in these frames. And we had them for the longest time, and I can't remember. I had some guy that looked like a barbarian. I don't know what character that was.
Some guy looked like a barbarian.
Oh, maybe it was the dwarf.
It about had to be a dwarf.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the cartoon. I love the cartoon. It was a great movie.
So I had Gimli.
You haven't seen it?
You couldn't have Gimli from the Hobbit.
No.
Wait.
You could have Gloin. There's 13 of them.
No, right.
Gloin, Florin, Lorin, Scorin.
Okay.
Things like that. Okay, so I might be made up a couple of those.
Yeah. Toopsie doopsie.
But yeah, you haven't seen it? Watch, it's great. It actually has, it's great.
Okay.
Even the follow-ups to them are pretty good, too. The Two Towers, I think the same director did The Two Towers and The Return of the King.
Okay.
I think they skipped one of the books. They kind of shoved it into one of them.
Okay. So you guys, or so surely that's the first movie you saw?
Yes. Okay. I believe
Jesse?
That's the first movie that I saw.
I have a bad memory, but I believe the first movie that I officially remember watching, because it's a big deal. I didn't get to go to the theater often, and I sure didn't get to go to the theater on the opening day because, well, my mom hates large crowds, and so do I. But we decided, since it was the Super Mario Brothers, it was a game I loved, I had to go see it on the opening day because I didn't want somebody to spoil that majesty of a movie.
Yeah, that movie was so bad.
I do
enjoy watching that movie because it's so bad.
Yeah, I haven't watched it since. I've thought about it, but no, I can't bring it up upon me.
I didn't like that the Goombas were like 8 foot tall with giant heads.
Yeah, or King Koopa was a
human.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. There were a lot of things wrong with that movie.
Like everything.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff wrong with that movie. The first movie I remember seeing in a theater was Jurassic Park. And I know that I saw other stuff before that, but that one really stuck with me. The theater was packed. We went on a Sunday after church. And my brother got thrown up on while we were in the movie.
That
was just amazing. Really seeing it when it was back in theaters and catching it not in 3D. Because that movie in the theater is just so much better than on TV. I hate to say that, but
I've seen it in the theater.
Yeah, well, so all those scenes where like you can hear the Tyrannosaurus walking around and it's all deep and scary.
Yeah,
imagine that in a dark theater where you can feel the Tyrannosaurus moving around because the music, like they pump the bass so you can.
That would be nice.
It's really powerful scene in that manner, and it's unfortunate that I can't afford a movie theater, or I would have that playing all the time. So that was my first movie I remember. I'm sure I saw stuff before that, but I loved that movie. So books. Favorite sci-fi series. I'll go ahead and start this time. Kevin J. Anderson wrote a three-book series in the Star Wars Extended Universe called, I believe, the Jedi Trilogy or the Jedi Search Trilogy. It really brought me to look out for his books and what he did, and he was one of the first authors I ever really followed, and his books really got me into reading the Star Wars stuff, which then I read way too much of. But it was really good. It was the Jedi Academy trilogy. That's what it was. And he ended up writing a bunch of Young Jedi stuff, and there were some other books that he was like an editor of for short stories. He wrote some X-Files books. But I really liked that trilogy and all the stuff they did with it. And I guess that's 1994 that was put out. So that was when I was in like sixth grade, and I got those as they came out. So, Jesse, what was your favorite?
Well, I'm going to cheat. It's not really a series, but it's Starship Troopers by, Robert Heinlein. Yeah. Robert Heinlein. I didn't have the page up at the moment. But yes, he's one of my favorite authors, and I can't remember what his name is. I feel bad. But yeah, it's a great book. Great book.
Okay.
Didn't we just do a review of that?
I did.
Yeah.
Threw it up. So it's on our website.
It is.
Yeah, it went up this past Monday. I highly suggest going and checking it out. Although it is a slightly short review, it does have a comment, FYI.
Oh, really?
Yeah, from an author, even.
Huh. Interesting.
I'll actually have to check out the website.
Check that out and respond to him. Yeah, I really liked I really like Starship Troopers, the book, and I also like the movie, but the book is way better. I like not to spoil it for anybody, but they talk about these dogs, these genetically enhanced dogs, and those are really cool. And the way they land on planets is totally different.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing, so I really like that.
Have you ever watched Starship Troopers 3?
No, I watched two.
Two's
and
an
then
abomination. Did you like two?
No.
Okay, good. Three's a lot better, and it follows the books a little bit more. They actually have the powered armor.
Okay.
Actually, bring back some of the campiness from the first one.
Huh. Okay.
It's fun.
Okay.
But yeah, the books. Honestly, the book is my number one favorite book. Period. The movie's easily in my top 10 for completely different reasons. But.
Okay. Shirley?
I really haven't read any sci-fi books except for, like, Star Trek. When I was really into TNG, I mean, The Next Generation, I went out and bought a couple books. It really wasn't a series. They were just kind of one-offers.
Okay.
So, nothing really sci-fi here. I'm kind of more into the fantasy.
Okay. All right. Was that it? You guys want to talk about anything else?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up for us tonight on the Nerds Domain podcast. You can always send us an email at nerdsdomain@gmail.com, and we really encourage that. We'd love to hear back from our listeners. If you guys send us emails with questions, we'll gladly answer them. We're still working out some specifics on watching a couple of sports movies for our last listener email. Turns out that the two movies we kind of hit, and I don't really want to pay $20 per movie for Sandlot. It's not available anywhere digitally, so we'll have to look into that a little harder. But you can also catch us on Twitter. I'm at Quiet. Shirley is at SNEDS70, and Jesse is J_Kimmett, or you can check up what's going on the website at Nerds Domain. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdsdomain. We want to thank Josh Shop for our music, and if you'd like to help us out, why don't you head over to the website and click on our Amazon link. And anything you buy through that Amazon link is going to be the exact same price you pay any other time you go to Amazon. But when you order through or when you buy stuff through that link, it sends a little bit of our way, and you can always bookmark that link once you click on it and go there every time you want to get something from Amazon. Same price, just as fast. Or it comes to you just as fast, but it gives it just a little bit back to us. If you enjoy the podcast, we encourage you to give us a review on iTunes and let us know what you think. And we will talk to you guys real soon. Bye.
Toodles.